Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's February 2025 edition on page 77, entitled Inspiration, The Calendar Girls. After Molly Baker's husband died suddenly, her friends organized a year's worth of support by Sarah Chase. This is part two of a two-part series that began February 18th. Carla's pitch to the Calendar Girls was simple. Perform a small gesture for Molly. Think a card, a call, or a coffee, she says, on the same assigned date monthly for one whole year. So if someone chose the first of the month, each time that day rolled around, she might walk Molly's dog, offer to run an errand for her, or even simply text her a prayer. Carla made sure to note which dates might be especially hard. Samuel's birthday in April, the couple's anniversary in July, Marlon's birthday in August. She herself took the 24th of the month, the day that Marlon passed. She included a note about Molly's favorite candy and favorite color, too, in case someone wanted to send a small gift. But the understanding I had with everyone was, this isn't about monetary things. It's about emotional support, Carla says. As the weeks and months went by, Molly's calendar girls showed up for her day in and day out. Nicole, who lived three houses away, brought by a delicious hot meal, along with flowers and a card. Tony, who also lived in the neighborhood, would often meet Molly for a walk. Her friend Rachel liked to leave a little something on the baker's porch bench. Chocolates, a handmade gift, a handwritten note. Jana from church met her for lunch and was always sending prayers. Each day, a new person would reach out with a kind word, an invitation to have coffee, an offer to pick up a gallon of milk. Lauren one morning, Tiffany the next afternoon. And as each month came to a close, the calendar girls geared up to start the rotation again. For Molly's first Valentine's Day without Marlon, almost a year after he died, Carla wanted to do something extra special. She created three festive Valentine's mailboxes, shoeboxes decorated with hearts and glitter, one each for Molly, Samuel, and Kathy. Then she left them on the porch and emailed the calendar girls so they could drop off Valentine's. People brought cookies and flowers and plants and cards, and the bench was overflowing with pink and red stuff. It was really lovely, Carla says. When Molly looks back on the year after Marlon died, it is both with deep sadness and deep gratitude. I hadn't had any huge losses before, so I don't think I knew the value of having that much support, she reflects. Though she and Samuel struggled with the loss in different ways, they're doing well now. He's in college, and she's back in school herself, studying for a master's in counseling and psychology, working toward supporting others through life's tough times as a therapist. Carla's calendar idea has continued to spread after Jana Koch, one of Molly's original calendar girls, lost her husband, John Koch, to lung cancer in 2022. Carla set up another group of calendar girls, which included Molly. They carried me through the dark winter nights, through those first holidays, Jana says of her supportive friends. And in early 2024, Molly helped start yet another calendar for a friend whose husband died of a heart attack. Carla also recently helped Jana organize one for her friend's mother. It doesn't surprise Molly that Carla continues to show up for her friends in times of need. She's one of those people who's always thinking about others, and she just has a really huge heart, Molly says. Even years later, on the 24th of each month, Carla still reaches out to Molly to remember Marlon. That ongoing support made all the difference for Molly. When someone dies, a lot of times people don't know what to say or do, and so they do nothing, she says. So I always tell people, do something. Don't do nothing. Do something. Carla agrees. You don't always have to exchange any words when someone's grieving, she says. It's okay to just sit with them or walk a dog. It's just that companionship of knowing you're not alone. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click the like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a thoughtful week.